How the Rape Accused Exploit, Bogus Doctor Titles, The Chilling Details of the PhD Scam, Fake Doctorates and Criminal Cases, Fraud Saga Joshi, and Ebiotorium Scandal Exposed, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News. Exclusive. An investigative exposé by Unmesh Padmakar Gujarati has uncovered a bogus honorary doctorate racket in India, revealing that even individuals facing serious criminal charges like rape have been able to obtain and misuse these fake doctor titles to mislead the public. The alleged racket. The Sprouts investigative reports point to fraud Madhu Krishan and his fake American University of Global Peace, AUGP, as a source of fake honorary doctorates. The Empower Social and Educational Trust, led by fraud Ghanshyam Sakaram Kolambe, is also named as a facilitator. The recipients, businessman Sagar Ramakant Joshi, CMD of Ebiatorium Pvt Ltd, is reported to have received such a doctorate and now uses the doctor's prefix. The reports also list other prominent figures, including spiritual leader Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and motivator Vivek Bindra, as alleged recipients. The investigators. This racket was exposed by the Sprout Special Investigation Team, SIT, led by investigative journalist Unmesh Gujarati. A Sprouts News SIT investigation reveals how businessman Sagar Joshi, accused in multiple rape and fraud cases, acquired an honorary doctored title from a questionable American university to whitewash his past and mislead the public with fraudulent health product claims. The doctor, Sagar Joshi facade, criminal allegations meet fake credentials. Businessman Sagar Ramakant Joshi, chairman and managing director of Ebiatorium Pvt Ltd, is now parading as Dr. Sagar Ramakant Joshi after receiving an honorary doctorate from the American University of Global Peace, AUGP, USA. This credential was facilitated by the Empower Social and Educational Trust, led by fraud Ghanshyam Sakaram Kolambe. An in-depth probe by the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, reveals this title is a strategic maneuver to launder a reputation marred by a long history of serious criminal charges and deceptive business practices. The conferral of such an honor to an individual with multiple pending rape and cheating cases raises alarming questions about the integrity of the institutions involved. This calculated rebranding effort is not merely a case of embellishment, but a potentially dangerous deception aimed at the public. Joshi's company, Ebiatorium, markets magnetic mattresses with unproven claims of curing diseases like cancer, targeting vulnerable patients. The doctor prefix lends a false veneer of medical authority to these predatory schemes, misleading consumers and risking public health for corporate gain. A trail of legal troubles, rape, and fraud allegations. The facade of Dr. Joshi crumbles under the weight of his extensive legal record. In 2015, he was arrested and spent 11 months in jail on charges of rape under Section 376 of the Indian Penal Code. A decade later, in 2025, a second rape case has been filed against him, indicating a deeply troubling and persistent pattern of alleged criminal behavior that contradicts the ethical stature his new title implies. Beyond these grave allegations, Joshi faces a barrage of financial fraud charges. He is accused in multiple cases of cheating, including involvement in a Ponzi scheme in Bangalore. Furthermore, consumer protection authorities have issued official notices against Ebiatorium Pvt Ltd for non-compliance with direct selling regulations, painting a picture of a business built on questionable legal and ethical foundations. The doctorate for sale. Exposing the AUGP and Empower Trust nexus. The investigation into the title's origin uncovers a sophisticated ecosystem for the sale of fake honors. The American University of Global Peace, AUGP, and the Empower Trust, led by fraud Ghanshyam Kolambe, are at the heart of this scandal. Reports indicate the trust has sold hundreds of such doctorates across India, creating a facade of legitimacy by inviting VIPs, consulate officials, and political leaders to their award ceremonies. Fraud Sagar Ramakant. Joshi received his honorary doctorate at an Empower Trust event, where former Mumbai Mayor Kishori Pednekar was also honoured, a tactic used to project authenticity. Evidence gathered by the Sprouts News investigation team suggests that Ebiatorium was a sponsor of such events, strongly indicating that these awards and titles were purchased for monetary gain rather than earned through merit. This calls into serious question the credibility of AUGP founder Madhu Krishan, who failed to conduct basic background checks on a recipient with such a notorious public record. Weaponizing deception, misleading marketing, and public exploitation. Armed with his new title, Joshi has intensified campaigns to mislead the public. A key strategy involves gifting his company's magnetic mattresses to politicians and celebrities, then circulating photographs to falsely imply official endorsements. This manipulative PR tactic is designed to build trust and credibility where none is warranted by the product's unverified medical claims. Simultaneously, Ebiatorium boldly claims to be a number one direct selling company and ranks among India's top firms, accolades it reportedly received at the same purchased award events. These claims are made despite the company being under active scrutiny and facing consumer notices. The entire operation preys on ordinary citizens who are impressed by titles and photographs with influential figures, leading them to invest in fraudulent health products and schemes. Systemic failure and the urgent need for accountability. The Saga Ramakant. Joshi case is not an isolated incident, but a symptom of a larger systemic failure. It exposes how easily academic honours can be commodified to whitewash criminal histories and enable fraudulent business practices. The critical question remains, why are institutions like AUGP and Empower Trust allowed to operate with impunity, selling credentials that endanger public trust and health? There is an urgent need for a thorough investigation by relevant educational and law enforcement agencies into this titular for cash nexus. Regulatory bodies must also crack down on misleading health claims that exploit vulnerable patients. Without strict accountability and enforcement, unqualified individuals posing as doctors will continue to damage public health and devalue genuine academic achievement, eroding the very foundations of trust in society.